Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay's city council voted to take a closer look at a proposal for a Northwood pickleball hub, appointed a critic of the Thunder Bay Public Library to the agency's board, and approved emergency funding for an Ogden Simpson Youth Center in a meeting Monday. Group pitches Northwood pickleball facility. A local group is looking to give the sport of pickleball a home base at the Northwood playfield. Presenting to City Council on Monday, the Thunder Bay Pickleball Club sketched a phased vision starting with 8 pickleball courts, with plans to later add a clubhouse, expand to 12 courts, and cover the courts for all-season play. Council voted to refer the club's request to administration for further study. Read our full coverage. City steps in with support for Evergreen. A united neighborhood. A youth center in the Simpson-Ogden neighborhood has staved off funding challenges, at least for now, with emergency funding from the city. Council approved a $10,000 injection for Evergreen, a united neighborhood after the organization reported a budget shortfall could threaten its ability to stay open. The funds came with conditions like restrictions on how it must be spent, and requirements around financial reporting and board capacity building. Read our full coverage. Geertuga appointed to library board. City Council has appointed one of the Thunder Bay Public Library's fiercest critics to sit on its board, after voting to expand council's oversight over the library earlier this year. Caon. Trevor Geertuga will join Red River Caon. Michael Zacino on the library's board, which also includes 8 other citizen representatives. In an interview, Geertuga said he's skeptical of the library's plans for an intercity branch. Read our full coverage. LGBT plus groups ask city to deepen commitment. As Pride Month launches, 2 local groups have asked the city to deepen its commitment to the LGBT plus community, calling that a necessary response in the face of rising hate. In a deputation Monday, Thunder Pride and the Rainbow Collective of Thunder Bay called on council to undergo gender and sexual diversity training, and to show their support by attending Pride events. The groups also asked the city to increase the visibility of its symbols of LGBT plus inclusion, by flying Pride flags at more city facilities and approving another rainbow crosswalk in the city. Rainbow Collective President Jason Veltri said the group would offer to pay costs associated with the new crosswalk. Sign bylaw to get second look. Approval of a new mobile sign bylaw was put on hold after several councillors said they'd heard from sign companies concerned they hadn't been consulted. Changes to the bylaw were meant to strengthen compliance and enforcement of municipal rules governing temporary signs, after staff reported nearly 90% of local signs did not comply. Read our previous coverage.